The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
First, over the past number of years, we've covered the lack of green spaces and play areas for children in Dublin 8, highlighting the difficulties the local community has had in making any progress towards a playing field in a community that's constantly growing in population. Well, this morning we're returning to that story once more, but this time we have some good news to bring you. JJ O'Mahony is chairperson of Sporting Liberties and he joins me in studio. JJ, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, there are a number of elements to the quest for a pitch in Dublin 8, and we'll come to some of the ones that are not yet advanced. But let's talk about the success. What have you achieved?
Yes, some fantastic news for the community in Dublin 8 and for the southwest inner city in particular. We unveiled, announced a new playing pitch for the southwest inner city at the back of James's school. This was in
this
the,
is the primary school.
Primary school, yeah, St. James's Primary School. And it was in conjunction with Media Lanham, who are a international fund company. And they've seen our quest. They ran a major fundraising event in City Hall where they raised over 1 million for a number of charities, which included Cool Mind, Belvedere Youth Club, and Sporting Liberties and Liberties Community Project. So the pitch will be a major beneficiary of this, and there's been a huge amount of work going in.
I went on Google Maps last night and I had a look at the aerial view of the primary school and the pitch behind it. There is something there at the moment. You tell me it looks better from Google Maps than it does in reality.
Yeah, well, if you ask my colleague Tom McGee, who's been down there training kids on the mucky grass patch at the back, where half the time the Kieran Cronin, the school teacher, would say we can't send the kids out there to play because it's a mucky grass patch and part of it is concrete as well. So it's really almost the bare necessity to get these young people out on getting some sort of activity. But this is a game changer. This is a game changer for these kids in the school. It's a game changer for the area. And it's a game changer for us.
Okay, what is going to be built there?
Okay, the measurement is going to be an all-weather facility that we've worked with Media Lanham, and they actually came down and challenged us on every part of this project, where it's going to be an all-weather facility. At the side of the facility, we aim to put community engagement area and where youth people can come in. And we're also challenged saying, look, this isn't just about sport. We were challenged by Media Lanham saying, what about the people who are not interested in sport? And we've said, look, there's other areas like mental health we can put on. There's yoga. There's other functions.
Now, they challenged you all the way and they said, look, there's space on top of those buildings there. What are you going to do with that? Or can you do some? I mean, they got involved. It wasn't just writing a check.
Yeah, it wasn't. And that was the kind of phenomenal thing we found about this. They sent people out, senior management from Media Lanham were sent out on site with us, and every step of the way they challenged what we wanted to do. Then we eventually went back. This is the CEO of a major international financial services.
He's an Italian man.
He's an Italian, Furio Pietrabassi. And he came in and he challenged us further again. And at the end of those discussions, he knew we were a partner that he wanted to work with and could work with. And not only that, Pat, he said, look, this should be an ongoing. We provide him the statistics for the area, some of which are quite dismal when it comes to crime, drugs. And he was really taken aback by this. And he became invested and he said, look, I'm prepared to work not only in this project, but for future projects as well. I'm anxious to make a difference to the community.
When will this all-weather pitch and the other facilities be built and complete?
Okay, that's a good question, because what we first got to do is look at some groundwork. We've got the outline designs, which will provide help by Strata Digital and a few other voluntary groups. We are hoping. It's very difficult, Pat, because when you lift up ground like that, you have to do surveys and meet planning and all of that. But like, we'd love to see something coming in within 24 months.
Okay, 24 months. So we're talking about 2027, 2028, that
That's,
kind of
like,
time
I mean,
scale.
This is going full steam ahead as any project. I mean,
now, given how ancient an area it is, you'd be afraid of finding Viking bones, would you?
We are. In fact, in Teresa's Gardens, we found remnants of fireworks that created the delays in the project over there for quite a bit over there. So we are slightly concerned about when we open up that. But if, for instance, if we got a straight run on that and there was nothing uncovered, I mean, you could be talking 12, 18 months that we could deliver possibly.
Now,
I don't want to make promises.
One of the problems you have is the increasing population. And, you know, people are going to arrive, they're going to settle down, they're going to have kids. So the population of kids is going to grow and you need more and more facilities for them. There are two other areas that you have your eyes on. One is in Marrowbone Lane and the other's at St. Teresa's Gardens.
Yeah. So with Teresa's Gardens, we've been meeting with Dublin City Council quite a lot over the last kind of 12, 18 months. We've actually now seen designs and plans for the for playing pitch, full-size playing pitch to go in there in Marrowbone Lane. There's a consultation just gone up. And what I would say, Pat, here, what has been a change, and you say kind of what precipitated this, there's been a change, what we feel anyways, that there's been a change in leadership within Dublin City Council. There's renewed energy and enthusiasm to redevelop the area in a positive manner. And the engagement we've got from people within Dublin City Council, and look, there's no doubt Richard Shakespeare has been one of the catalysts for this change, but we've seen a real new era of positivity coming from Dublin City Council. Look, there are different shortcomings.
The history of this has been a stain on Dublin City Council, because Dublin Corporation before it and then Dublin City Council itself, this is their area. They live in this area themselves, the Dublin 8 area.
Absolutely. Like, you've got people like Ronnie Byrne, Tom McGee, myself. We've been at that for over 12 years trying to move this on, and we ran into brick wall and brick wall. That's why this new project, like, it's to us, it gives us hope, it gives us enthusiasm. Like, there's a buzz around the community. There's new people that got involved. Like, I mean, what's the sea change as well? There's a few factors. One is the change in leadership, undoubtedly, in Dublin City Council. Like, we've got a gentleman called Owen Brophy who's come on board. Like, he came into the area and saw what was happening, and he's guided us and drove us on and saying we shouldn't settle for anything less than communities in other places have at their disposal, and we shouldn't be denying the young people of this area what is available to children right across Ireland. And this will make that help be the catalyst for that change.
So what's the timescale for the full-size playing pitch at St. Teresa's Gardens?
That's to be delivered at the end of 2027.
Is that a commitment?
The commitment, and we've seen it very advanced. Now, it's subject to some housing. It's going to be aligned with the delivery of housing, but we're very much on top of that, and I'm part of the local development group overseeing that with Stephen Rourke and some others. So that's very much online to be delivered at the end of 27.
Okay, so there are two projects that will come on stream around the same time. There's a third project at Marrowbone Lane, which is a yard currently used by utilities.
Yes, it's a yard used for utilities. Again, this is one that we've been campaigning for the 12 years for. But look, it's going to be a competition for needs, basically, the needs of the community and the needs of Dublin City Council. But like, if it's not a multi-purpose, all-encompassing sports pitch, it has to incorporate all sports, including rugby, GAA, soccer. Soccer is really important. Some people in there in the area doing really good work in the area. So is GAA. Like, you got Kevin's, you got others. There's a huge appetite. But you'd say, look, isn't this fantastic? We're getting three pitches. Absolutely. We are absolutely over the moon and thrilled. This will deliver to us probably, from a report we've looked at, 20 to 25% to what's available to clubs right across Dublin.
So even though you seem to be getting a lot at the end of this project, you'll have three different facilities, it's only a drop in the ocean compared to some county councils, what they offer to their populations.
Absolutely. I look at my own club home in Carrigtwohill in Cork, and that's a population of 5,000. It is probably five times as much access to facilities as we do here. I go up around the River Lee, and you'd see the facilities for young people up around. There's a whole new development going down there. And sometimes it's almost, I hate the word used, nauseating when you think the difference between disparity, what's going on in Southwest Inner City. But this is a reason for hope and renewed energy for the community.
One of the texters wants to know, is there a GoFundMe page for the playing pitch?
Not specifically for the playing pitch, but that's a good idea. We can, and we'd have to work with our partners, Media Lanham, on setting that up. And we can. There is a GoFundMe page for Sporting Liberties, if you go on Sporting Liberties website. But for the specific pitch, Media Lanham are very much the drivers on this and on the funding.
Claire says, I am so glad to hear this news. It's time we had some joined up thinking. Kids with nothing to do means more engagement with antisocial behaviour. So if you provide the facilities, keep them busy, they're less likely to get into trouble.
Like, that's
a no-brainer.
That's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. But as I said, what we now have seen here, over the last number of months, when we've got groups like Corn that comes together, it's a group of local community organisations come together, there's renewed energy in there. The people are just now stepping up to the plate. We've Dublin City Council under Richard Shakespeare are now beginning to step up to the plate. Now, what we haven't seen, though, is the government step up to the plate. And they will go on about the social issues going on in around the city centre.
I remember when we had Thomas Byrne in the studio talking about it, and he wanted to do something, but he was frustrated at the time when he was Minister for Sport.
He is, and part of this is there's an amazing inequality when it comes to the sports capital grants, because it's almost creating a wider division about the haves and the have-nots. If you look at the sports capital grants, those that have pitches and those that have capital assets can apply for grants in a substantive manner. The likes of us small sports clubs in the inner city and that cannot get access, ownership of our own clubs, cannot apply for substantive equipment.
Okay, because if you have a facility, you can say, this is what we want to do to improve this facility. It's very visible and they get the grant.
Yes.
Whereas you've nothing to show at the moment and that's the problem.
It's almost like a V in the road. The V is getting wider until there's a restructure of the capital grants, how they work for smaller communities, smaller clubs. And like, we've also got to get into this. Like I mentioned Tom McGee there. Tom, for the last 12 years, has been coming from the north side into this mashy, this kind of derelict area of grass, developing kids, making connections. Tom will keep saying it's about making connections. It's not about elite sport. So the government should reevaluate to see, are we funding, how much are we funding for elite sports, and how much are we developing and putting into making connections for people in communities? There's a serious imbalance there.
And that thing about making connections, I mean, we always talk about, you know, the rugby people are well connected. You play rugby and you get to know all sorts of people who then will help you in your working life. That's true at every level, isn't it?
That cannot be overemphasised. I look at Kevin's above. You go in, there was a match recently where the county final was played in hurling, and we had people from Dolphin House, Fatima Mansions and all of that playing in that team. That was all about connections. And Kevin's have got people from those communities getting plumbing, carpenters. They've made them the number of apprenticeships that they're doing. Tom will say, work for people in Liberty Saint. Ronnie will say in the boxing, it's all about connections, giving these young people opportunities of networking.
So today we're marking progress in one particular area, we're chronicling what's happening in two other areas. So who's got to step up to the plate that hasn't yet?
I think the government, like if you look at the north, northeast inner city, they've got the northeast inner city forum where there's a structured approach to pulling all these different groups in the community to try and create these connections that need to be created. That does not exist in the southwest inner city. There needs to be an equivalent created in the southwest inner city so we could join up the people there and community has stepped up to the plate. Dublin City Council are stepping up to the plate. Now we need the government. I'm fed up of going in and out and so are the others, in and out to the government, and we walk away with a clap on our back and saying, oh, you're doing a great job, lads, but nothing tangible has happened from the government. There are exceptional circumstances which exist in this community and needs to be addressed by the government.
On that note, JJ O'Mahony, Chairperson of Sporting Liberties, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.